When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
We talked yesterday. Tom Izzo, our digital maven, he went to the game on the other night. Why can't I remember the day? Wednesday. And Yankees Dodgers game 5 of the World Series. And he said that they put Fat Joe up on the board and showed him in his seats and then also did like a Fat Joe video. And once everybody saw that, Sean Morash, amongst other Yankee fans in the building that he was around, like, oh my God, it's the Fat Joe curse. The Fat Joe, we're going to lose this game now because of that horrible Fat Joe performance, before game 3. So Joe Kelly, who's on the Dodgers, he's celebrating on the field. Now, it's one thing for Tom Izzo, conspiracy theorist, digital guy Tom Izzo, or Sean Morash, you know, calzone with legs, like these guys to come up with these things, right? But for a opposing player on the winning team to talk about it in the way that you're going to hear him talk about it, to me, was unbelievable.
When we were down 5-0, they put Fat Joe up on the board. I was like, oh, it's an easy dub now. You know, Fat Joe's the curse. And, you know, they started kicking the ball around and playing Yankee,
did they put,
Yankee
I
defense.
I didn't even notice.
Oh, he was on the Jumbotron.
Right before the fifth.
I'm pretty sure, yeah, he was on Jumbotron.
Yeah.
And I looked over at Honeywell and I said, the Fat Joe curse, watch. And we started chipping away. bad play. And, you know, end up getting Dodgers, second one with the Dodgers. And
I mean, isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah, but he also says, like, they started playing Yankee baseball.
And they said Yankee defense. He goes, they start kicking the ball around and playing Yankee defense.
Yes. Wow! So, you know, and obviously, you know, we talked about it incessantly here for months and months and months that somewhere along the line I was going to end up catching up with them. Their lack of fundamentals in the overall game of baseball, not just in the batter's box, swinging at bad pitches or running the bases or fielding the ball or not fielding your position. You could probably look at 10 different instances just in these 5 games alone where it cost the Yankees dearly.
Yeah, and I saw that video because KFC Barstool Kevin Clancy had it up on his X account. Kevin joins us right now. What's up, man? How you been?
Oh, I'm doing lovely, boys. I am doing fabulous. This no better time of year than Yankee elimination time. I can set my watch to it. It's what, 23 out of 24 years now. It's the greatest dynasty in all of sports.
Yeah, and this year definitely activated you back to some of those emotions that you had when you were younger, all the way back. Same with me, like the 2000 World Series and how much that hurt and all of this. So you really, really reveled in this Game 5 meltdown, didn't you?
I did, but after seeing not only that Joe Kelly video, but Joel Sherman of the Post put up an article saying that the Dodgers, like, relished the opportunity to play the Yankees because they knew how bad of a team they were. And so I think today, right now, I'm going to have to announce to New York City, I'm officially retiring as a Yankee hater because I think it is officially beneath me as a person. Because when the good teams in the league, Gio and Boomer, when they are, like, craving the opportunity to play the Yankees to win the World Series because they know it's going to be a cakewalk, there's no fun in it anymore. It used to be a dynasty. It used to be we were bad, they were good, and so we had to fear them, and now there's just no reason to anymore, guys.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I mean, it's really, and I never expected the Yankees to win this series. I had picked the Dodgers in 6, but it's funny it's funny that the Dodgers were saying that. Like, I mean, that is, you know, there's one thing, though, that I know that the Mets weren't better than the Dodgers, and I know that they weren't going to beat them, and you tip the cap, they're the better team. But doesn't it make you think, though, that if the Mets got into the World Series, it would have beaten the Yankees?
100%. As much as I was rooting for the sweep initially, I completely flipped because I was like, wait a minute. If Pete's a little less streaky, if Viento stays hot, if Manaea doesn't hit a wall, all these ifs, right? Of course. But if we made it, we would have rolled in five games too.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just not a good, like, listen, they have enough firepower to make up for their mistakes. But when you play a good team, they'll lose 100 times out of 100. They did not play a good team until the World Series, and when they did, they got rolled because they don't do anything other than sit around and wait for a home run.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Yeah, you know what? You're right about that, because that's been one of the criticisms I've been saying about the Yankees in this Aaron Judge era, is that they every time they run into a team that's better than them, whether it be the Astros, the Red Sox that one year, the Rays, obviously the Dodgers in this series, they lose. Whereas, like, the Mets, like, I'm enough of a baseball observer to know that the Phillies were a better team than the Mets this year. They just were better in the regular season, but the Mets were hotter at that time, and there was this magic run. The Mets beat the better team in that series. When the Yankees run into that better team, they never beat them.
Sometimes, you know, there are teams who rise to the occasion, and then there are teams that just fold. And, you know, the Yankees are one of those teams. They're just not what they used to be. And after, you know, almost 40 years of hating, and, you know, starting off, it was a hard road, and we all had to band together and stay tight. But now, like 23 out of 24 years, it just feels, it's like somebody said, it's like there's no more fun in hating on the Cowboys, right, Boomer? It's just like, whatever. They're at this point, they just are what they are. And now, especially with the Mets moving into the Cohen era, I think it's time we all just move on.
Yeah, this is Kevin Clancy, KFC from Barstool Sports, that we're talking to. You know, coming through the ALDS, the ALCS, and winning those two series against Kansas City and Cleveland, one of the things Gio and I were talking about were, you know, the Dodgers have got to work on their rundown plays because the Yankees are going to run themselves into outs. The Yankees are going to give up outs. And, you know, and it's interesting because after the game was over the other night, to a man, every one of the Yankees basically said, if you give a team like the Dodgers extra outs, they are going to capitalize on those situations, which is exactly what the hell happened in this series. And I thought the series was lost when Aaron Boone put the ball into Nestor Cortez's hands in the bottom 100%. Of the 10th inning in game one.
That was crazy. There was so many crazy moves from Boone there. You know what one of the craziest things was? When Gerrit Cole was clearly flustered, like red face, sweating, looked like an Irishman at the bar late night, like send them out there, talk to him, calm him down, do something to stop the bleeding. Aaron Boone did nothing but make bad mistakes, and they did it in the DS and the CS. They were just playing inferior teams where you can make up for those mistakes with a big soda run, or, you know, Aaron Judge can sleepwalk his way through because you basically played the AL Central. But when you play these real teams, when you play a real baseball team, one mistake, let alone 1,000, is going to kill you every single time. And it's just their brand of baseball. It's like Joe Kelly said, it's Yankees baseball now. So at what point is it like, it'll be next year and the year after until they make some sort of wholesale changes? I bet the guys on the Yankees, half the Yankees don't even know about the metrics those Dodgers are talking about.
Yeah, you'd make a very good point by saying that, but I will say this, that after the you know, the Judge drop, the Volpe error, what did Gerrit Cole do? He buckled up, man, and he basically got two strikeouts and got a ball hit the first base. I mean, he
and
did
then he
exactly,
made the biggest mistake of the game.
Yeah, I know that, but what I'm saying is that I don't think Aaron Boone had to go out there and talk to him. In other words, I think that Gerrit Cole actually bowed up and said, "Hey, you know what? I'm going to get these guys out." He got those two strikeouts, and then that weakly hit ball to first base, and then he makes the mistake. Yes, no question about it. But
hey,
I don't necessarily
maybe,
know that
maybe
Boone
this,
needed
hey,
to
Boomer,
be out
listen.
There.
Maybe you just go out there, you calm him down, you say, hey, remember, any ball hits to the right side, cover first. I don't know. Maybe that's what I would have done. I don't know. I would have said this. Hey, if Mookie Betts, one of the fastest guys in baseball, hits a ball down the right side, don't just point at first base. Run over to it.
Hey, why
I don't know. That's just me.
Why didn't you go into the cave with the Yankee fans when they were on the brink of elimination when Francesa was in there? I thought you would have relished that opportunity.
I thought about it. I did. And you know, me from like 5 or 10 years ago, if you told me that there was a chance that I could sit down and watch a ball game with Francesa and I passed on it, I would say you're crazy. As much as I hate the Yankees, I don't go to Yankee Stadium. I don't go to Billy's. I don't go to Stan's. I don't go on their territory. I hate from afar. I laugh in their face from a distance. I don't like when they come into our building. I don't want to go into theirs. I also didn't want to be a part of the moment in case they won that game. But even afterwards, when I got to give a shout out to my guy Meek, Phil, and Jenks, they were popping champagne. And Francesca said, "Well, we got some Dodgers fans here now. The Dodgers fans all of a sudden." And I don't want to be that guy. I'm a Yankee hater. I'm not rooting for another team. It's not my game. But I certainly will laugh and relish in your face all of this collapse. I this is it for me. I'm sending it off. Put the jersey in the Raptors. This is my last time. And I thank you guys for the time, all right?
Yeah, one last thing. During the visual of Francesa and Frank sitting in that front row of that cave together.
Oh, what a moment. I mean, what a moment, man. When Mike put his Diet Coke down on the armrest and it slid off and they both tried to grab it. Oh, it was amazing. It was just pure theater.
It was like those two were separated at birth and everything worked out for the one guy and nothing worked out for the other guy. You know,
now that's a movie I would watch. Somebody write a screenplay.
Right.
Frank the Tank and Mike Francesa separated at birth and come back together. Oh my God.
And you got Mike with his like $50,000 teeth, and then there's Frank using his teeth to chew on his shirt. Amazing. All right, Kevin.
I love it.
Take care, man.
All right.
Have a good one, boys.
That's Kevin Clancy, KFC.
I didn't realize he hated the Yankees that much.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Eddie, he's right up your alley.
Yes. Kindred spirits.
Yes.
Yeah, no, he was all about the whole crack committee and YE Day and all that stuff growing up listening to the radio station. So he was inspired by that. He did a YE Day post yesterday on his Instagram that has hundreds of thousands of followers. There you go. There's the... On CBS Sports Network, they put up the picture of Mike and Frank the Tank sitting next to each other.
But I'm not retiring.
Yeah,
I mean that.
Right. I mean, he says he's retiring, but he's doing that for an extra tweak of the Yankee fan as well. Like, it's like, you guys, it's not even fun to hate on you anymore because you're just not good enough.
I mean, it's still fun.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.